We're hearing from the top Democrats running in Washington's 8th District. Why? Well, the primary election is tomorrow. One of these three candidates will move forward to run for in the final election in November. It's time for the third candidate, Dr. Kim Schreier. Bill Radke began that conversation by asking about her background.
Well, I had a little bit of an unconventional path to running for Congress. I'm a pediatrician. I've been working and living in the 8th District for the past 17 years, taking care of thousands of children. And running for office was never in my life plan. But the 2016 election was a huge wake-up call. And I really consider this administration to be a direct threat to children and families everywhere. I did what I could do as a citizen. I rallied, I marched, I protested. And when that first Trump care bill came out, I went to bat for my patients and met with Reichert's office. I explained all the ways that it would be terrible for my patients and people all over this district to lose the ACA. And days later,
Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act, yes. And days later, he voted for that first Trump care bill in committee. And I was ticked off. And I thought, you know, the pediatrician with type 1 diabetes could totally run against the sheriff and beat him. And I'm in.
And he's out.
He's out. Yeah. Now I'm running against Dino Rossi.
Right. And there are so many different issues at play. One of them is the question of health care. You have said, I believe, that you want affordable, high-quality health care for all. Does that mean one single-payer government program giving everybody comprehensive coverage, no copays, no deductibles, no competing private insurers, or does it mean something else?
So that first part sounds fantastic. I love the idea of having the same system for everybody and not having to deal with insurance companies. And so ultimately, Medicare for All is where I would like to go. And
Medicare
frankly,
for All.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are signs of me from a year and a half ago holding up a sign that says improved ACA equals Medicare for All. So, yes, I think that's the way we should go. I think most doctors believe the same. The problem is that right now we have the ACA under attack. And we are seeing prices skyrocket. And I have moms who come into my clinic crying because their rates, I mean, listen to these rates, $1,700 a month for their family and then a $10,000 deductible. So I don't think we have the luxury of waiting until we can roll out a Medicare for All to do something. And that's why I've proposed this interim solution, which is having Medicare as a buy-in public option. And that way, anybody can buy into Medicare. It provides a cost-effective option. We'll have it on a sliding scale with subsidies available. And that'll also put pressure on private insurance companies to bring their costs down and efficiencies up.
What do you think of some Democrats calling to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department, ICE?
Well, I think it is a little bit too simplifying. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we have a broken immigration system and we need comprehensive immigration reform. And the reason that we are seeing this terrorizing of families and sort of the misapplications of laws is just that we have a pretty inhumane guy at the top of the ladder. And so he is using a broken immigration system to enforce our laws in the most draconian ways, separating children from their parents, terrorizing people. You know, what we should be doing at a congressional level is passing a comprehensive immigration reform and prioritizing the deportation of criminals.
Dr. Kim Schreier is a Democrat running to replace Dave Reichert in Congress in the 8th District of Washington State. Some Washington State companies don't like President Trump's trade tariffs, and they're calling for free trade. I think you're calling for fair trade. What's the difference?
Well, fair trade makes sure that you have a level playing field. It means that when we enter into trade agreements, and I very much support entering into trade agreements. I mean, think about it. If you are in a trade agreement with another country, you are far less likely to escalate conflict, far less likely to get into war. And so, you know, if we can have good relationships with other countries and trade with them, what we have to make sure is that we don't impose regulations and commitments on our side that aren't enforced on the other. So a perfect example would be, you know, we have environmental standards in this country that our companies need to meet, and we need to make sure that those same environmental restrictions and requirements are met on both sides of a trade deal. So I would say the same thing about labor standards. I would say that about salaries. We need to have trade deals and not a tariff war.
One of your rival Democrats, Shannon Hader, is trying to portray you as opposed to mandatory vaccinations. What is your position?
Isn't that the craziest thing? My position is that I believe we should have mandatory vaccinations because we have had outbreaks of some really serious illnesses. And I've seen other states impose mandatory vaccinations after the fact. I think we are better served to mandate them before we have a measles outbreak, for example.
It sounds like you were questioning the language in a debate about whether this ought to be completely mandatory.
Well, you know, what happened was I misheard the question. I raised the wrong card. And I have been paying for it on a daily basis ever since.
As we've said, the 8th District is a unique place across the Cascades, Issaquah, Ellensburg, et cetera. Given that diversity, how do you approach environment and land issues?
You know, the diversity is not as diverse as you would think in that respect. I mean, we are a hunting and fishing district. We all appreciate our public lands. And so one of the things that really unites all of us is the encroachment on our public spaces. And we want to keep public lands public. They are not places where we should be extracting more of our Earth's riches. These are for us to play in. And don't forget that the recreational economy is a huge segment of our economy, especially in the eastern part of the district. And by preserving our public lands and preserving our environment, our recreational economy does better.
What about the fact that immigrants are important to farming economies east of the Cascades? Do you see an east-west divide there in your district?
I mean, what I hear is that orchardists are really concerned. I had a meet and greet in Wenatchee, and it was sort of like all comers. People asked about immigration, and they asked about tariffs. And I just answered the way that I answered you here. And it turned out 5 of the people there were orchardists. And they came up and they said, you know what, I think you can get the orchardist vote because you have a really matter-of-fact, sound position on this. And so I do hear about immigration, and orchardists in particular are concerned.
Should President Trump get credit for a growing economy? 4.1% in the second quarter.
No. I don't give him credit. I mean, what happens is that I think he measures the economy by how the stock market is performing. And that is not how we should be measuring our economy. We should be measuring it based on who has food security and housing security and how people are doing.
But what about 4.1% growth in the economy? Not the stock market, but in the economy. In the GDP.
I think that he is inflating the real results. And what I have heard in other estimates is that we anticipate that this will go down over the next years.
If Democrats were to take the House, based on what you know so far, are you prepared to say whether you would support impeachment charges against the president, or is that too soon to say?
Well, here's what I'm prepared to say. I have real concerns about this president. I mean, the whole reason I'm running is that I have concerns about the well-being of children and families across this district under this president. I have concerns about profiting off the presidency and the emoluments clause and collusion, all of that. But what I really want is I want to know what really happened. So my first step would be to protect the Mueller investigation.
How would you do that?
I think it's incumbent upon Congress to actually pass a law that says, protect Mueller, you can't fire him. Same thing with Rosenstein.
Dino Rossi, the Republican, has quite a head start with a cash advantage and no real primary opposition. How do you beat Dino Rossi in the general?
Well, he's going to be tough, but the fact of the matter is, yeah, he's a good fundraiser, but so am I. I've raised $1.7 million with a contested primary, and I have over 6,500 donors who are just right there ready to donate for the general election as well. There's tremendous enthusiasm, and so we will have the funding that we need, and we're also going to have feet on the ground. I mean, what I have built in order to take on Dino Rossi is really it's like an army. It is an army of hundreds of volunteers. It's an army of organizers in every corner of this district. We have knocked over 60,000 doors. So we are touching voters who have said they've never been approached by a Democrat before. I'm up on TV. I'm raising money. We have tons of volunteers. And I have the largest endorsements in this race. And I have Emily's List, which is a political powerhouse, and Planned Parenthood and their volunteers. So they helped make Dino a 3-time loser, and I trust that my whole army will make him a 4-time loser.
That's Kim Schreier, a Democrat running for Congress, to replace retiring Representative Dave Reichert in Washington's 8th District. You also heard Democratic candidates Jason Ritterizer and Shannon Hader speaking to Bill Radke. If you missed any of them, they're going to be up on our website by mid-afternoon, a good chance for you to compare and contrast the candidates. Now, you might be wondering why you didn't hear from the most prominent Republican candidate in the 8th, Dino Rossi. We did reach out to invite Dino Rossi in for an interview. His campaign did not return our emails. Up ahead, one of the two unavoidable aspects of life. Spoiler alert, it's not taxes. I'm Ross Reynolds in for Bill Radke. This is The Record.